FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Let me get to Cassie Smedley from the RNC this morning, National Press Secretary for them. Cassie, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Great to be with you.
It's great to have you on here. And, you know, I was very proud of the president yesterday down there in McAllen, Texas, and surrounded by border security officials and local officials who were cheering him on because he's making the case that this is about national security and it's a crisis. And meanwhile, Chuck and Nancy are being exposed for the fact that they're shutting down the government just for their own personal political goals.
Absolutely. I loved that we heard yesterday from the Border Patrol chief and the Border Patrol agents, the guys who are on the front line, guys and gals, I should say, who are on the front lines every day. It says something to hear it from leadership and to hear it from politicians and local officials. I get all of that, and we need to continue hearing it. But to hear, I don't know if you saw that moment where the CBP chief said, where I have a wall, I have no one coming through. And then where it ends, that's where we have all of the issues. We need barriers. We need surveillance. We need, and President Trump said, we've never met before, right? I didn't tell you to say that, right? And they kind of laughed about it, but he said, no, sir. This is, and then he did an interview later where he reiterated the same thing. And I thought that was so powerful. And then meantime, I mean, just optically, you've got Chuck and Nancy up in D.C., sitting on their hands, as they've been doing for the last 3 weeks. And here we are, the longest shutdown in American history, if it extends through midnight tonight. And that is because of Democrats and Chuck and Nancy not doing anything. The president, time and time again, day and day again, has said, I'm willing to negotiate in good faith. Let's try this. Let's try that. Let's talk. And Nancy, this week, he says, okay, if I give you what you're asking, if I open the government for a period of 30 days to work on this, will you give me something that includes funding for a barrier? And she says, no, before she can even think about it. So, I mean, we know where she stands, and I think that's costing her a lot of heartache and stress with her caucus because they're getting worried about having something to write home about.
Cassie, the very people who spend countless hours every day in the mainstream media trying to criticize everything President Trump tries to do. We have two different examples of them shooting themselves in the foot, so to speak, the last 2 days. First, Jim Acosta. Even the president poked fun at that, like case made kind of thing. And then on the front page of the New York Times today, I don't know if you've looked at this or not, but on the front page of the New York Times, there's an article entitled, I Don't Want to Be Here Anymore. Desperation grows for migrants at the border. They went down and they shot a video in Tijuana with some of these migrants, and clearly their goal of the story was to engender some empathy on the part of people who watched it for these folks who were camping out on the other side of the border. But right in the middle of it, I discovered that they also admit that walls work. I want you to listen to this real quick here.
They covered over 2,000 miles to reach the border. Yet it's here, within sight of American soil, that their dreams feel far away. There's a wall covering this part of the border. U.S. agents patrol the area, and seeking asylum is a long and uncertain process.
Yeah, the dramatic music in the background really kind of sells it, right? But the bottom line is, there's a wall here, and that's why they're still in Mexico.
That's why they can't get in. That's why they're having to go through the proper process. It's interesting that it seemed, just from hearing that, I haven't watched that video, but is the point from the reporter's perspective an open borders, abolish ICE perspective? Because that's what it sounds like. It doesn't seem like a pro, we have a right to enforce our laws and ensure that our citizens are safe. It's just interesting how that came across.
Yeah, very much so. If you listen to it, they spend a portion of the five-minute piece explaining to stupid Americans who don't understand what the caravan was all about, that this was truly an organic movement of people who were downtrodden in Honduras, who started the travel north. They traveled in a group because there was safety. Along the way, a few other people joined them. Oh, I don't know, like 5,000. And now they're camped out just a mile away from where they could seek asylum in the U.S., but they can't because of that stupid wall. I mean, you're absolutely right. It's all about explaining away what's going on down there and trying to act like it's no big deal. That's it.
And it's much too, I mean, that's unfortunate for those people who have made that journey. Okay, fine, this is as close as I can get to the to being on her side of this story. To make that journey, they're sick, they are tired, they have no ability to probably get an income or anything, to, except if they were to hang out in Mexico, which the Mexican government has offered them to do that, or go home. But, I mean, I imagine that is abysmal, and that's why you have to have the message out there that says, don't come, you're not going to get in. This is a treacherous journey, it's not safe, it's violent, you will get sick, you'll be malnourished, all of the rest of it, because we are going to enforce our laws, and we have a right to do that. And I don't think that's immoral, as Nancy Pelosi would have you believe. I don't think it's discompassionate. That is our right as a country. And we want you to come in, but we want you to come in legally, and we have every right to ensure that you do.
Yeah.
That's not a big, bad argument.
You know, I want to point out this morning, a friend of mine used to work for a United States senator, and he was a member of the Federal Employees Credit Union. And he received an email the last couple of days regarding the federal government shutdown assistance, that we're here for you. If you're not going to get a paycheck this Friday, please reach out to us and let us explain how we can provide temporary financial assistance to you and your family to get through difficult times. I have to wonder if most of these folks aren't getting the same email. I mean, nobody's happy that there will be people today that go without a paycheck, because we all think in our own personal lives what it would mean to not get a paycheck today if you were expecting it. Not that everybody necessarily lives paycheck to paycheck, but that's not an easy thing. And yet some of the people on the border with the president yesterday will find themselves in that very situation, but they understand the importance of what he's trying to do.
That's absolutely right, and I think that's the story that's not being told enough. And first of all, by the way, I got that same email because I used to be an employee on Capitol Hill.
Oh, okay. All right.
A member of the credit union. But they have that. I heard today that several cell phone companies and credit card companies are forgiving late fees or even giving you extension to pay. So there is this kind of empathy coming from the private sector to help people get through this moment. And I am sorry for that. I'm with you. Having worked through a shutdown and not been paid back in 2013, you understand that moment of, all right, I'm not going to go out to eat. I'm not going to, because I may not have that paycheck and I got to account for those dollars. I get that. But I also understand this is a national security issue. This is a crisis right now. This has been happening for 30 years. And the president said it yesterday. Everybody else just thinks, oh, the president's going to forget about it or go away and move on to something else. I'm not doing it because it's gotten worse and worse and worse. And I think that there are many who are trying to help ease the discomfort of the federal workers not getting a paycheck today so that we can fix this crisis once and for all. And I know that OMB has done that as well, Office of Management and Budget. They have requested of each agency, let us know the things you need, your minimal list to keep things moving, to keep backlogs from piling up. So they are working on this as well. This is not like Obama's shutdown where he didn't allow World War II honor flights to go see their memorial and shut down the park
right.
To try and make it look optically
make
bad.
Make it look worse. Sure.
They are trying to do everything possible to ease the burden on the American people and federal workers. But also saying, we got to solve this once and for all. This has been going on for too long, and now we're at a crisis point.
Well, Cassie, have a great weekend, and thank you for your time this morning. Thanks for your support of what the president's doing.